Hello, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It is the 14th of June 2022, and this is your weekly devotional. Today, I want to speak to you about grief and loss. Would you believe me if I told you that until October 2020, and at the very ripe old age of 47, I had only ever experienced the loss of my grandparents and one family friend? Now, I'm not negating that that was difficult, but loss was always a bit of an enigma to me, and quite possibly because of my inexperience and my youth. However, since October 2020, I have experienced 19 losses, ranging from close acquaintances to family members, and those so dear to me that it felt like the very air I breathed was cut off. Looking back, I can honestly say that it has been the toughest season of my life. And I want to share with you how I have weathered the storm, because I know that many of you have experienced loss. And perhaps it's not a loved one, maybe it's a job, a relationship, or even your health. But certainly I want to speak to you today if you have lost a loved one. Again, just like my previous messages, it is so easy to try and help people that have gone through loss with a word or two from the Bible. I've done this countless times. You know them, Psalm 34, verse 18, which says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he delivers those whose spirit has been crushed." Psalm 119, verse 76 says, "May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant." I can tell you that the Word of God really is the answer. But until that point, I had not again learned how to apply that in my life, and so it held no power for me. After the very first and most heartbreaking losses, I found myself hearing the word, but wanting something more tangible. And I know what you mean. I know you know what I mean. I mean, maybe a person that could walk this road with me. A friend of mine used to describe it as wanting someone with skin on. Because God can't give you a hug, right? A tangible hug. Can't dry your tears. And I know from experience that he has in the past sent somebody to do that for me. So I don't doubt in my mind that he can do that. But I want to say that we often look for something, somebody that can literally carry us, be there for us every single moment so that we don't have to carry that load ourselves. In fact, we don't even want to deal with the pain. We just want somebody else to carry it. We want them to hold our hand through every painful stage of grief, every memory that breaks our heart. But my breakthrough really came when I learned how to properly stand on the word, because realistically, no one can be there for you every living moment. And just like we mentioned in so many of the previous verses and devotionals, people will disappoint because they can't be there all the time. Those same people can't be there in those special places of memory that are untouched by anyone else. It wasn't long before I realized that my biggest obstacle that I faced was having to take the pain to God, because his word says, "Cast your burdens on him, for he cares for you." I found it so difficult to do that, to be alone with my pain, to even acknowledge that I had it. And so the last thing I wanted to do was express it or acknowledge it or visit with it or even take it to God in prayer. It was just so much easier to keep busy and find some poor soul to try and carry the burden with me. And then one day it struck me. If you think about it, even somebody with skin on, for any person to be able to help me through this loss, I would also need to be exactly as vulnerable as what I'm speaking about with God, because they would need to understand my heart and they would need to understand my heartache before they were able to carry that load with me. And that's just as difficult. In fact, I know that you can relate to this, because we put on a brave face for everybody around us. Someone referred to it the other day as being the rock of Gibraltar for everybody else. And you've got to show them that you're okay. After all, life keeps on going. But even if you did open up to that person to the extent that you showed them your very heart and they had some semblance of understanding, they still couldn't be with you every second of the day. They can't carry that load for you. And they most definitely would not be able to even understand the special, untouched and unshared memories that only you and your loved one share. But today I want to tell you that I have learned and know of someone that can be both with me every second of the day. It says in God's word that He is with us always. He will never leave nor forsake us. But can I tell you that He's even there in those very private memories that I spoke of earlier? You know the one, when you go to a party or a wedding months after the funeral, and that song that crushes you while everyone else is dancing. Remember, the Holy Spirit is with us. He was sent to be our comforter, and I guarantee you that He even understands that pain that you go through. The secret, however, is that we need to surrender our broken hearts to Him, however difficult. It is in this vulnerable place that He is able to intervene, comfort, and heal our broken hearts. And instead of just carrying the burden, He is the only one that can fully heal us. He doesn't just soothe, He completely heals us to the point that the thoughts of our loved ones no longer takes our breath away and with it the will to live, but rather gives us breath enough to face each new day with some semblance of hope and some future. This also helps for each new day. This also helps for depression, which is often a byproduct of loss. It's only then that the Word of God is able to build us up and sustain us. Think about it. If you've taken that hurt to God, then you know you can stand on Isaiah 40 verse 31 that says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." John 16 verse 33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." There's also another verse that speaks of God's peace, which surpasses all understanding. Wouldn't you want that peace now in this time? I can honestly tell you that I would never have been where I am today had I not learned this. And I really pray the same breakthrough for all of you. I want to pray for you today. Father, today I bring every broken heart under the sound of my voice to you and ask that you would comfort them. As they draw near to you with their pain, in trust, and it's difficult, may they feel your warm love as you give them the strength they need to keep going, and then replace it with that peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray for your healing, Lord, that you would heal their broken hearts and deliver their crushed spirit, just like your word says that you do. Today, we choose to look to you and your promises, Lord, and we thank you for your faithfulness. And we ask this in Jesus' loving name. Amen. Have a blessed week.